Verify mounting requirements. Verify that the exterior brick mold, trim board, or casing is firmly attached to the opening. The storm door will sag over time if the mounting surface is not sufficiently fastened to the entryway. To install the storm door, you must verify that the opening width, height, and mounting surface are sufficient. Number 1. Measure the width at the top, middle, and bottom of the opening. Figure 2. Measure from the inside of the brick mold or exterior trim. Refer to Table 1. Number 2. Measure the height at the center of the opening. Measure from the inside of the brick mold or exterior trim down to the top of the bottom sill. Refer to Table 1. Number 3. Make sure that the brick mold or exterior trim meets the mounting surface requirements to install the rain cap, hinge rail, and latch rail. Figure 3. You must have a minimum of 1 inch mounting surface depth, 3/4 inch mounting surface front, and 2.5 inch handle clearance. For opening widths up to 1 inch wider, or for mounting surface depth between 5/8 and 3/4 of an inch, please call our Solution Center to purchase a special kit to accommodate your situation. Nominal storm door sizes are listed. The actual storm door frame width and height will be less. Example, a nominal size of 36 by 80 inches may have an actual storm door frame size of 35 1/8 and 79 1/8 inches. Installation preparation. In this step, you will determine the handle side of your storm door. Left-handed, figure 4, from the exterior, a left-handed storm door will have the handle on the left side of the storm door. Duh. see pages 4 to 8 for installation instructions. Right-handed, figure 5, from the exterior, a right-handed storm door will have the handle on the right side of the storm door. See pages 9 to 13 for installation instructions. The top interior is where the insect screen and cover plate are located. Most homeowners prefer to have the storm door handle on the same side as the entry door handle. In shallow door openings, this can cause the two handles to interfere. Check for potential interference using the rough measurements. If you anticipate that there will be interference, hang the storm door on the opposite side of your entry door. See page 2, figure 3 for detailed hardware depth requirements. Determine if hinge rail shim is needed. Number 1, use the table above to determine if you need to use the provided hinge rail shim. Number 2, if your opening width falls within the dimensions listed, you will need to install the shim. If your opening width does not fall within these dimensions, proceed to step 3. Number 3. Remove any debris from the mounting surface where the hinge rail shim will be attached. Apply the 4 strips of double stick tape from the pink bag to the shim. Spacing them evenly along the entire length. Attach the shim to the mounting surface as shown. Prepare storm door for installation. Left hand. Oh, God. Step A, number one, place the latch side edge of door frame on the ground. Tip lay on door carton. Number two, identify the top of the hinge rail. Number three, remove the two middle hex head screws from the hinge side edge of the door frame. B, one, position hinge rail along hinge side edge of door frame so bottom hole of the second hinge up from the bottom lines up with the bottom hole from the screws removed in step 3A. Note, top of hinge rail should extend approximately 3/16 of an inch beyond the top of the door frame. Number two, using the 1/8 inch drill bit from the pink bag, pre-drill 1-inch deep pilot holes in the door frame at each hinge and fasten using 1-inch unpainted screws from the pink bag in the installation kit. C. 1. Slide sweep fin into track in sweep. Crimp both ends of track to secure the fin. Trim off excess sweep fin material and properly discard. Number 2. Install door sweep so it is centered across width of door frame and press tight against bottom of door frame. The adjustment holes should be on the interior door face. Number 3. Center punch and then pre-drill 1/8 inch pilot holes at the bottom of the slot for future adjustment. Then attach the sweep using painted half-inch screws from the pink bag. D. Number 1. Install the sill spacer clip under the latch side sweep screw and tight against the bottom of the sweep. Tighten the sweep screw to retain the sill spacer clip in place. Number 2, install the latch side spacer clip over the latch side of the door frame as shown. This clip should be approximately 6 inches from the bottom of the door frame. E. Number 1, find the installation kit located inside the door carton and identify the slot cover, the color-matched half-inch flathead screws, and the 1/8 inch drill bit found in the pink bag. Number 2, do not remove the insert located inside the hinge side pocket. Hold the slot cover over the hinge side pocket of the door. Make sure... Make sure hinge side pocket is fully covered by cover plate. Mark the two mountings... screw locations. Number 4. Using a drill and a 1/8 inch drill bit, drill a hole in the marked locations. Install the slot cover with the two half-inch painted flathead screws. Number 4, install hinged storm door in opening left hand. A, 1, set the door frame on the entry sill so the hinge rail is tight against the mounting surface. Or hinge rail. Shim. And the sill spacer clip is sitting on the door sill. Number 2. Tip the top of the door frame into the opening, making sure that the sill spacer clip is still on the door frame and resting on the sill. No, the door may be out of square at this time. Oh, B. 1. The door frame is properly seated in the opening when the hinge rail and when the hinge rail and latch side spacer clip are flush against the mounting surface, and the mounting surface completely fills the hole in the latch side spacer clip. Oh, fuck. If the latch side spacer clip hole is not completely filled, review step 2C. Number 2, pre-drill pilot holes using the drill bit, then use 1-inch screws from Yellow Bag in the installation kit. To fasten hinge rail to mounting surface at the location, at the locations shown by the green arrows above. C, number 1, open the storm door. Number 2, pre-drill and fasten the hinge rail to the door jamb using 1-inch screws from the Yellow Bag. Number 3, remove both orange clips from the bottom of the door frame and properly discard. D, number 1, open the storm door and place the rain cap in the opening so that it rests on top of the hinge rail, aligning the end of the rain cap with the edge of the hinge rail. Number 2, close the storm door, adjust the rain cap to achieve an even gap between the top of the door frame. Number 3, look at the center hole of the rain cap. If the mounting surface can be seen in the center hole, proceed to step 4E. If the mounting surface cannot be seen in the entire hole, or if there is space above the rain cap, then remove the rain cap. Number 4, from the mounting surface backside of the rain cap, completely insert a 3/16 inch plug from the Yellow Bag into the middle hole. Number 5, reinstall the rain cap as described above. E1, using the drill bit and 1-inch screws from the Yellow Bag, fasten the rain cap to the mounting surface. Number 2, if a plug was installed in the middle hole, you will need to install the rain cap extender. Number 3, place the rain cap extender over the rain cap as shown, with both ends being flush. Number 4, using the drill bit and 1-inch screws from the Yellow Bag in the installation kit, fasten the rain cap extender, oh fuck, to the mounting surface. Oh, number 5, install latch rail. Oh, left hand. A1, install the 3 half-inch square adhesive back spacer pads in the Yellow bag and the installation kit. Number two, swing door open and wipe off any residue on the edge of the door. Number three, peel the paper backer off, off each pad and attach them to the latch side door edge. Position one approximately 6 inches down from the top of the door. Another close to the center of the door. And the third, approximately 6 inches up from the bottom. B. Number one. Place latch rail in the opening with top end pushed up against the rain cap. Number two. Close storm door and slide latch rail towards door frame until it contacts all three spacer pads, creating a 3/16 inch gap. Number three, using drill bit and 1-inch screws from the yellow bag, fasten latch rail to mounting surface. Number four, open storm door and remove spacer pads, then promptly discard. Number six. Install the window handle lift hand. A1. Lower or raise the ventilating glass panels so that the holes below the insect screen are at a comfortable working height. Number two, if applicable, refer to the instructions included in the window handle kit. To install the window handle. B. If installing a door without a window handle, number one, lower the insect screen by pulling down on orange insect screen helper tab. Once screen is exposed, grab and hold in hand. Number two, remove helper tab by twisting and pushing it outwards. Oh, God. C. One, when you reach the top of the ventilating glass panel, a slight pull towards you will allow insect screen pull lip to maneuver around ventilating glass panel rail. Number two, a slight push away from you will align lip and rail. Number three, raise and six screen lightly. Screen will be fully engaged when ventilating glass panel rails interlocked with insect screen lip. Oh, God. 7. Oh my god. Oh. Install, oh god. Install, handle set and closer lift. One. Oh, fuck. Refer to the instructions included in the installation kit. To drill the handle holes and to install the door handles and closer. Oh.